Hi, I'm Doug King, representing EVCast, here with JB Strobel, the CTO of Tesla Motors. JB, good to meet you.
Good to meet you, too.
Can you tell us a little bit about how this motor is different than the motor that's in the Roadster? Tell us, what is drivetrain 2.0? Is that what you're calling it for the Model S?
No, that's not what we're calling it for Model S. But this is it's a liquid-cooled motor. It's bigger in diameter, so it's higher torque and much higher continuous power. Because the vehicle is so much heavier, you know, we really needed something that could sustain higher power levels for longer. In the Roadster, you just can't put five people and a bunch of bags in it and then try and, you know, go drive up a mountain. So you didn't need that high continuous power. This will have a little bit higher peak power, about 300 kilowatts, whereas the Roadster is about 280, 270. Those are some of the key differences: cooling, peak power, continuous power.
Okay, so liquid cooling is required. How much heat is sunk into that liquid then?
In terms of like kilowatts?
In terms of watts, yeah.
Several kilowatts. It's not that much, you know, really. You know, internal combustion engine could be 100, so this is a far smaller amount. It's still very efficient. It's a 95% efficient motor. But, you know, with liquid cooling, you can package it a little bit more tightly. You end up with something that ends up being a little bit more robust and rugged. But you pay a cost of a little bit of weight. You know, the Roadster is just ultimate lightweight, you know, ultimate sort of high performance. That's why we went with air cooling there.
Can you tell us how that cooling is achieved? I can envision a shroud around it, but what about getting heat out of the rotor?
That's mostly just air convection, you know, and a little bit of conduction through the bearings, but it's a liquid-cooled jacket around the outside of the motor. That's, you know, all the heat. Most of the heat is generated in the stator, which is the part that, you know, doesn't rotate. And that just conducts straight into the liquid jacket and out to the liquid, and then up to a radiator up front in the car.
Does the power electronics need cooling as well?
Yep, and it's actually on the same fluid circuit as the motor. So the same coolant fluid just comes straight out of the motor and goes into the power electronics and then up to the radiator.
Great. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on with the drivetrain for the Roadster?
Yeah.
The second version of the Roadster, people started calling it. Maybe that's 2009, maybe that's 2010 model year, whatever.
Yeah.
You guys ended up labeling it.
Version 2, really, is kind of what we're calling that. And, you know, there aren't, the base car is pretty much unchanged. You know, there's a handful of things that we're doing in the powertrain to, you know, in some cases, basically increase, sort of performance in a couple different areas, but the biggest difference is in the Sport model that we've launched in the summer, where we've managed to get a little bit higher power out of the power electronics and a little bit higher power out of the battery pack. And, you know, it's not dramatic, but it's enough to make a pretty big difference. And the 0-60 comes down to about 3.75 seconds. So there, it's a series of little tweaks in the powertrain to turn up the power, the currents a little bit.
0.75. Okay, so that's coming out in June, which I
think, right? That's right.
And so the drivetrain of the 2009 model years were also, the base drivetrain will also change?
A little bit, although not that much. You know, there's changes that would not be that noticeable to the outside world. You know, we're changing the topology of how the charge circuit works, so we don't use the motor as an inductor, but that probably doesn't mean much.
Sir, any changes that affect performance?
Not at all. Charging gets about 0.5% more efficient.
Uh-huh. And acceleration? And
unchanged.
Uh-huh.
So, those are, you know, it'll have a slightly newer version of software, so, you know, we might change some of the interface screens and things like that. The interior changes somewhat. We're going away from this lever shift forward
and reverse
push buttons. Those are some of the key differences. Changing some connectors and cords and things like that. Changing a few of the isolation tolerances.
In terms of manufacturing, the sport motor, it's been said that the stator will be hand wound, that sort of thing. I mean, is that something that's going to limit the production rate? I mean, that sounds somewhat.
Not for the Roadster. You know, and the volumes we're doing there, we can, you know, still build, you know, thousands per year. That's not that limiting. You know, one thing that does change is the lamination design in the motor for both the base and the sport is a tiny bit different. You know, we've optimized that and, you know, gone to a little bit different geometry and how the, you know, motor's constructed of all these stamped laminations. And we changed the shape of the teeth a little bit, and through a lot more analysis, we've gotten a tiny bit more efficient there and been able to allow for, you know, getting this higher winding density. So the sport motor has, you know, literally more copper crammed into the channels. But it's pretty time-consuming and hard to wind because it's so tight, and it takes a lot of hours manually winding that, which is part of why it ends up being more expensive.
And this is done in Taiwan, is that right?
That's right. And we have a factory of our own in Taiwan where, you know, they're Tesla workers, and it's a Tesla building. So.
Okay, overall impressions of the Model S?
I love it. I think it's beautiful. You know, we've been working on this thing for almost 2 years, and, you know, in one form or other. And it's, you know, great to see it driving and see it unveiled. And, you know, what Franz has done in the last year has been just fabulous. You know, the devil is in the details of making it a really beautiful car.
How much has changed drivetrain-wise? I mean, the Model S or the White Star has gone through a couple iterations in terms of, starting with the White Star, and then there was talk of a Reeve type design, and now it's back to pure electric. For you, as someone who works on the drivetrain and the electronics and that sort of thing, how has that evolved for you over the time?
It's gone through a lot of different iterations, but it's always, you know, based fundamentally on Roadster architecture. And it's an evolution, you know, away from Roadster.
Because Franz has talked about clean sheet for him when he walked in, right? But for you, it's not necessarily clean sheet, right? You're building on some knowledge base, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And we've learned a lot of, you know, interesting facts and great ways to do things with the Roadster. And, you know, we don't have to reinvent how to safely cool batteries or package them or fuse them, or, you know, all the electronics have, you know, a heritage, so we can, you know, do it better, but you don't have to do everything with a clean sheet of paper. And that, in some ways, is empowering because we can focus on a lot of things that we didn't have time to focus on before, like greater design for manufacturability, you know, better cost efficiency, you know, getting overall better performance out of the whole package.
Great. All right, thanks a lot.
Yeah, you're welcome. And more seats, which is really nice.